Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I just wanna share
the light with you. Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza live at Twin Peaks in Davie, as we are every Monday. And first 2 hours of the show has flown by. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I will give you the code word in a few minutes, so do not go anywhere. We give you a code word at the top of the hour. It's your chance to win $1,000, and we love when the winners come from listening to Hockman and Crowder. It's our little gift to you. It's like, hey, here's $1,000. Go have yourself a good time.
I was about to say, I don't know the exact numbers, but I want to say the last three or four straight.
Easy.
We've had a winner.
Easy. I think there's a couple days where we've had winners in the same week.
Yes.
Again, it's a nationwide contest. So I'm going to give you the code word here in a moment. The reason I'm not giving you a code word right now, I have a feeling that it's got to be 4 o'clock before that code word is active, and I don't want to get inundated with texts again that the code word doesn't work. And
yeah,
there's a good chance it doesn't work anyway, so I don't want to like strengthen the odds that it doesn't work.
There we go, Solana.
I'm gonna try to tip the deck in my favor and make it work. If you want to talk about the Miami Hurricanes, you could line it up. I am going to get to phone calls this hour. 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. You're going to take your phone calls about the Hurricanes momentarily. Looking real quick at the odds for this weekend. Tonight, by the way, so you like the Browns? Do you really like the money line tonight?
Yeah, man. 49ers haven't played anybody.
You don't believe in them?
No, I don't believe in the 49ers. We talked about it last week. I went and watched this week. I just don't believe in them.
I kind of like that. The money line on the Browns is plus 195.
Oh.
So if you bet 100, you win $195. If the Browns win straight up, you're not taking the points.
And they just got back to doing their thing last week.
They did look good last week.
Kind of figured it out. I believe the 49ers, I looked earlier. They haven't played any legit competition. They're going to go – they're undefeated. Are they going to go – what would that be, 5-0?
Right.
Are
I mean,
the 49ers going 5-0 with Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
Like, I like the Browns' money line, baby.
We had the Chiefs last night.
Oh,
that was no
goodness.
Good.
Are the Colts good?
I don't know. I mean, Chiefs don't have a defense.
Yes.
So that it just changes the way you have to think about that team, I guess. I mean, they cannot stop anybody.
45 rushes. My man Frank Wright saw something. He was coming straight downhill, and they could not answer for nothing. They had Marlon Mack looking like damn Emmitt Smith.
The Thursday night game this week, the New England Patriots host Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, who I believe were able to muster 10 points yesterday. What do you think the line is? Patriots hosting the Giants.
Patriots favored by 10.
17.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they are handing out points this year. But I'm telling you, like, we had the Patriots minus the points yesterday. That was a winner.
Yeah.
We had the Eagles minus 14 points. That was a winner. I mean, I'll bet against Adam Gase all year long. I got to look. Who do the Jets have?
Just think about Daniel Jones. That first week, Daniel Jones went off and went crazy. Haven't seen him. They mustered 10 points yesterday. But now Bill Belichick's going to watch Daniel Jones play and see what he does well and does bad. And I'll say it all year. This is the best Patriot defense I've seen in 10 years. With their secondary offensive defensive line and linebackers combined, I'll go with 17. I don't give a damn.
It's going to be like Jeremy Lin when the Heat decided to shut him down.
Yes.
Bill Belichick is going to have that conversation with Mario Chalmers saying, you don't shut down Daniel Jones, I'll do it myself. The Jets, Adam Gase's Jets, they host the Dallas Cowboys, who I think got exposed a little bit. Well, what do you think the line is on that game? The New York Jets at home hosting the Cowboys.
13.
Cowboys are 8 point favorites.
Oh, Cowboys all day.
Right?
Cowboys all day.
And the one that really shocked me is this Dolphins line. I said to you last week, I thought it would be Dolphins minus one.
Yeah.
I thought this would be the only time the Dolphins were favored because Washington was going to be 0-5, which they are because they lost to New England.
And you said it. You said once the Patriots beat the hell out of them.
Then the line will go. Yep.
It didn't swing?
Did not swing. Washington Redskins fired their head coach. They've lost all five of their games this season. Dolphins have lost four games. Dolphins are at home. They are 3.5-point underdogs. But I do like Washington in that game because of what you said, the Dan Campbell effect.
Yes, they get in. Callahan puts his offense in. He proves something.
Who are you guys? What you guys have seen, what we've seen from you through these five games, that's not what this team is.
Yeah.
And they come out, they run through a wall for 1 week.
And just what we're talking about with Daniel Jones, where that new guy gets in, Kyle Allen in Carolina. Just those new guys get in. You haven't seen them. You haven't seen the offense. You haven't seen what they're going to run. And they get a quick lead because they reinvigorate the offense just with new plays. Callahan's going to bring new. That was Jay Gruden's offense for years. They're going to run something different. The Dolphins haven't seen. They get a lead. And I don't trust the Dolphins to fight back from 14 down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Hawk. Washington still.
Here's your code word. It's time for your chance to win. Channing's change. The word this hour is pretzel. Pretzel. P-R-E-T-Z-E-L. Man, I wish it was toe or bacon.
Oh, goodness, crap! I wish it was toe. Man, I done sucked some toes in my life.
Pretzel is the code word. Text that to 72881 right now. Text the word pretzel to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Again, you could win $1,000 of Channing's change. Your next chance to win is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is your next chance. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word pretzel. Nothing would make us happier than getting an email 15, 20 minutes from now that the 4 o'clock winner came from the Hockman and Crowder show. So take a moment, unless you're driving, of course, take a moment, text the word pretzel to 72881. 72881. Whole bunch of people are on hold. They want to talk about the Hurricanes. Let's get to headlines quickly with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We spoke about it earlier in the show, and we played the audio clip. Manny Diaz, head coach of the now 2-3 Miami Hurricanes, was on with Joe Rose and Zach Kranz this morning. He says he will be more directly involved with the defense moving forward.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it there. I was listening for it.
It's a good idea. I just want to see if it helps. How bad would that look if he does say, I'm going to be more involved with the defense if Virginia comes out and drops 40?
I mean, I would have thought that would have happened after the Central Michigan game, to be quite honest. But whatever. I mean, we'll see what happens. They need help on both sides. Mm-hmm. And he's got, like, a good head coach, I think, gets their hands dirty, right? They're like, okay, like, I've got to correct this. And that doesn't mean that you're going to fire anybody. It just means I've got to get my hands dirty and I got to correct this. It was always my criticism of Adam Gase on the sideline during the defense when it was spiraling out of control and he was playing Sudoku.
And to be honest, I think Manny Diaz should be more of the game planning, the scheme, the approach to the game. On game day, game calling, I would say the play calling is 30-35% of a defense. It's the scheme of how you approach the game, and that might be where the co-D coordinators are messing up. And I think Manny's going to get involved more from Sunday to Friday than just calling defense on Saturday.
And did you say, Solana, that the Hurricanes are favored on Saturday?
No, I haven't seen a line yet. Yeah,
ain't no way in the hell.
I'm not sure.
I think John Michael said it then. I'm looking right now.
Ain't no way in the hell.
Someone told us that the Hurricanes were favored. Oh, no, they're getting a point now.
It
opened with them minus two, and it swung. It's now Miami plus one on Friday night.
Bet my mortgage.
On Virginia?
Yes.
You'll be happy to give that point?
Tech is garbage. Come on, man.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Right now in the MLB postseason, the Rays are beating the Astros 9-3, bottom of the seventh. They need that game to avoid elimination. Later, the Dodgers will try to close out the Nationals in game four. and the Yankees will try to sweep the Twins in Game 3. Tomorrow, the Heat play their first of back-to-back preseason games. That first game tomorrow night will be at the American Airlines Arena. They're going to host the Spurs. You can hear that on 790 The Ticket. And tonight, guys, Monday Night Football, the Browns are on the road versus the undefeated San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards Browns money line. I do like that. I think what you're saying makes sense. Do you know what the line is? That's what I was I wasn't thinking about the Miami line. I think it was T was telling me the Florida LSU line. Do you know what the line is for the Florida LSU game? LSU hosting the Florida Gators.
LSU 5?
13.
Oh, Florida all day long.
They're 13-point favorites.
Florida all day long.
I mean,
really?
That's what, Vegas believing in Joe Burrow, I guess,
well,
right?
Well, he burrow his ass in a hole. Florida all day long. 13?
13. Oh, after baby. That performance against Auburn.
Florida.
What am I missing there?
That game will open at 7.
You think it'll go down that much?
If it's double digits, people are crazy. I guarantee people bet that down.
Well, then let's put it in now, man.
13.
13.
Man, Joe better get out of here. That defense ain't nothing.
What about weather? Anything else in the news, Solana?
Nothing else in the news, but as far as weather goes, it continues to pour here in El Portal, Miami. I know most of South Florida is experiencing rain as well. You can expect rain for at least a couple more hours here tonight. And, again, our friend Craig Setzer told us there's a 70% chance of humidity. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it is free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I do want to take some phone calls here. I want to hear from Hurricanes fans and whatever else is out there. I hesitate to do this. Chachi is in Seattle. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. You can call 786-360-0790. Chachi is in Seattle. Go ahead. You're on with Hockman and Crowder.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing on this Monday?
Hey, only one loss instead of the usual two, so I'm all right.
Yeah, right. At least the Panthers are here to keep up our spirits.
There you go. There you go. Florida Panthers look good against Tampa Saturday.
Are you guys going to be broadcasting from the BB&T tomorrow?
We are not tomorrow. Our first broadcast, the first Hockman and Crowder, I'm looking up on my calendar, first Hockman and Crowder extravaganza from the BB&T Center will be October 22nd when the Pittsburgh Penguins are in town.
Oh, cool. Anyway, about the Canes. I'm not going to get on him too hard. I mean, the dude is the son of a politician, so even if he's not going to get the results right away, he knows all the right things to say, make you feel good, you know. But, you know, I really thought that the team gave up on him, and I'm glad I was wrong about this, because you know how he had to stop the practice the other week, and then Saturday they come out and they're just getting drummed 28-0, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, like, they've turned on him. It's a mutiny. But the way that they stepped up in that second half and really made it a game, I mean, it made me happy to see that, you know, they may not be the best, or they might not be being put in the best situation to win, but they're giving maximum effort. So that makes me happy about the Canes. Do you think that, first, Hockman, suck a toe, dude. You got to live a little.
My man.
You. Thank you.
Telling to make people.
I tell you what.
You're selfish.
You suck two tonight and say one of those was for Hockman.
You're selfish.
And Crowder, let me ask you a question because you are a former college athlete. So is anybody going to be sitting in like psychology 101 or underwater basket weaving or whatever classes Bubba Bax has taken and like step to him and be like, bro, you are trash. Like, what are you doing out there?
This happens to be a great question. This is a great question. What about like not even just in classes, but what about in the locker room?
You would go talk to him. Because I really believe, like in my heart, I think that the Canes would have a chance to be 4-1 right now if you had a consistent kicker. So you wouldn't, to be a teammate, bro, you wouldn't walk up and be like, bro, if you miss another field goal, I'm going to punch you in your face. Like, you wouldn't do that to him, but you would go sit down and have a man-to-man with him, bring him to the side and be like, man, do you, like, is there anything we can do? Because we're playing our asses off for four quarters. You're walking in 3 seconds of the game and losing the game for us now, guy. We have no backups. Like, the NFL, people are trying out kickers now. People are signing kickers.
Right, and they'll shuffle them in all week long.
College, you're kind of stuck. Like yeah,
Bubba, you're our guy.
I was just going to say, we're talking to John Michaels. He was asking, could Headley kick? Like, could we find somebody else to kick field goals? Like, you would have to put him to the side and say, hey, big dog, is there anything that we can do from a player standpoint to get your confidence or get whatever up you need? Do the defense need to come out and try to block your practice field goal so you can see 11 in front of you? Like,
right, you need an extra hour of work? I'll meet you out here.
It would be more of that approach. At the end of the season, though, especially if the seniors are leaving, you cuss his ass out there.
Hit it, mother bleeper.
Hey, man, get your ass out of Coral Gables. But, no, right now you would pull him to the side and be like, bro, is there anything we can do because this is – affecting our record and affecting our season.
Needs a Hockman burger is what he needs.
I would give him one of those.
Tucker Duke's time. That'll fix anything. Hockman burger will fix anything. We're going to take more of your phone calls. You could line it up right now, 786-360-0790. I love talking and tweeting and Instagramming about Tucker Duke's lunchbox, and when you go there, you fall in love with the food, especially the Hockman burger.
Get you a Hockman burger and suck you a toe?
No, no toes. The Hockman burger is just going to be the half-pound burger with free toes.
Free toes!
Oh, free toes.
You're close.
There are toes in there. Chili, shredded cheddar, raw onion. Sour cream. The Hockman burger was supposed to end its run in September. It's been so popular, so successful, that they are keeping it on the menu through the end of the year. They've also obviously got the Tucker Duke burger, which is a half-pound burger with American cheese piled high with onion rings covered in their signature Tucker sauce. Today and every Monday is Mondragon Mondays, where you can get their famous Mondragon burger for just $10. That makes Monday special. Now, look, the Hockman burger at Tucker Duke's, that is my highest recommendation, and I'm so proud of it, and everyone seems to love it. But I do have to share with you what their October burger of the month is, even though I want you to buy the Hockman burger. The October burger of the month at Tucker Duke's is the Francisco, a half-pound burger, melty, thick-cut provolone, oregano and red pepper flakes, homemade chimichurri, tomatoes, and it's all on a toasted ciabatta bun. It is available only this month at Tucker Duke's. Check them out online. The website is tuckerdukes.com. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you'll see that Hockman burger all over the place. It is such a good burger. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, two locations in our area. Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road. It's just a block south of Southwest 10th Street where the Sawgrass ends. And they're in Boca Raton as well, 1658 North Federal Highway, which is just north of Glades on Federal. I absolutely love Tucker Duke's, and you will too. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on this Man Cave Monday quick break. Come back, take more of your calls about the Hurricanes right here on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder live at Twin Peaks in Davie. A couple of texts that have come in. I was talking about the Hockman burger at Tucker Duke's in the last segment. Somebody says that Octoberberry burger sounds amazing. Yes. Burger for Octoberberry is certainly good. Somebody wants to know if Tucker Duke's burgers are cooked on a flat top or over a flame grill. I don't know. Should I know that? Should I know that?
It's a flat top.
Is it a flat top?
I believe so.
Are you sure?
I think so, yes. If I had to guess, I didn't go in the kitchen because I was out there eating that delicious damn burger, but I would guess flat top.
Somebody else texts in, but keep pulling out that turnover chain. You look like idiots. You can go to hell, Texter.
Hawk, no, honestly.
I got no problem with it. I honestly don't have a problem with it.
Like, let's say Virginia, like, because it looked crazy being down 28-7 and over there celebrating everybody
jumping around.
But if you play Virginia and you get a forced fumble down by 40, is it cool to put on a chain and jump on the bench?
We could bring on Aronde Gadsden to answer this question because that dude played on a Dolphins team that was down like 48-0 in the first half, scored a touchdown, and threw up the OG.
Oh, it was his answer. I was trying to sell T-shirts.
He was right. He had the OG brand T-shirts. Yeah. Always you know be closing.
I see that, you know, that something for the recruits. So the recruits see you putting the turnover chain on. They don't know the score.
I mean, either you commit to having the turnover chain and the touchdown rings, or you don't. To me, like, you can't do it based on context in the game, because who's making that call when? Now, someone did text in, and this might be that Hurricanes lore. I'll get to your phone calls in a second. This might be that Hurricanes lore. Someone said, I wish one of the veteran players would have walked over, taken those rings, and put them away with a scowl on his face the way Ed Reed would have done if it was that same situation, you know. And so you start to think about it. I'm like, yeah, I wonder how that kind of group would have responded, you know, being down 28-0. And, like, it's interesting to know.
Ed and Andre Johnson and
Ray
Frank,
Lewis.
Ray, they themselves. They wouldn't need somebody else to tell them not to do it.
Right, they just wouldn't do it.
This isn't a situation to be swaggy. If Randall Thrill Hill scored that touchdown down by 20, would he have had the double shooters coming out of the tunnel?
I think Thrill might have.
No.
I
think the texter hit it on the head. If one of them, the people that invented the swag.
I'm going to book Thrill on the show this week. I think he might have.
The guys that invented the swag, and this is the way it is. I'm sorry if I hurt y'all's feelings here. The guys that invented the swag that y'all are trying to uphold right now would never do that down by 28. To be honest,
I don't know.
There's no way Michael Irvin's going to put on rings when he scores down by 20. There's no chance. Y'all are trying to uphold something that they wouldn't do.
I don't know, man. I think you're not thinking about who Michael Irvin is. Michael Irvin wanted to put up some touchdowns. I mean, it was nice that it came with rings and victories, but, man, I don't know. I know Rondae Gadsden would, because we've seen
it. We can't reference OG on everything now.
I'll get thrilled. Let's go to some of these phone calls. 786-360-0790 if you want to talk. Robert in Deerfield Beach, go ahead. You're on Hockman and Crowder.
How you doing? I'm a first-time caller, and I'm just calling the show because I'm a big Hurricane fan, but I think Coach Diaz needs to pay more attention to detail on both sides of the ball. You know, many times – pardon me?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, many times Coach Diaz, you know, when he was the defensive coordinator, he was always on top of what they needed to do to shut down the other team's offense. But now, you know, we got one time it's third down and 17 and they get 19 yards. That's ridiculous, you know. You can't win games like that. You got to stop them when it's time for you to get off of the field, because Crowder know how to do it because he's a defensive man.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you to that point, bro. I was committed to University of Georgia coming out, and I left that commitment to go to Florida was because of Charlie Strong. In my heart, Charlie Strong's the best defense coordinator I've played for. Saban knew defense as well. Charlie Strong's better than guys I play for in the league, like Paul Pasqualoni and Richard Smith and different DCs in the league I'd play for. Like, Charlie Strong is a genius defensive mind. He is not a good head coach. We saw it at Texas. They didn't really give him a chance, but now we're seeing it at USF. Charlie Strong, when he has to, like you're saying with Manny Diaz, I think some coaches are made to be coordinators and are very due diligent, detail-based coordinators. But once you get the entire team, and it's not just X and O's offense, defense, you got to worry about the parents. You got to worry about the AD. You got to worry about travel scheduling. You got to worry about hotel arrangements. I think some guys aren't made to be head coaches. Football X and O guys should be coordinators, and head coaches should be head coaches. I love Charlie Strong to death. If he goes back to being a DC, he'll be a way better DC than he ever would be a head coach. And I don't want to speak on Manny Diaz yet because it's only five games in, but I think Manny Diaz might be in that same boat.
Well, I'm a believer in Manny Diaz. I have not jumped off the new Miami boat yet. Like, things are a little rougher than you expected, but I think it's way too soon to kind of try to figure out. You know, you got to give him some time. Like I had said at the beginning of the show, I mean, he didn't recruit these offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Mark Richt did, and he was the defensive coordinator. I mean, literally had nothing to do with the offensive linemen. Like, he didn't have anything to do with that, so you got to give him some time. Manny Diaz, we have this clip. Manny Diaz was on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning. He said he's going to become more active now in the defense.
What is completely unacceptable has been the play of our defense. even the way that we righted the ship on offense, we gave ourselves a chance to win. But to play defense the way we were, to not be able to make a stop in any of those sudden change situations, like you said, that's been the part that's been, you know, really even in going back to the North Carolina game, the two ACC games that we've played, that's been the most disappointing part to me. And that's, you know, I made some changes yesterday. I'm going to change my role in coaching the defense. The players were made aware of that yesterday. I'm not going to get into any details of exactly what that means. That's going to be an internal thing for the rest of the week and going forward. But my role in terms of, you know, my connection with the defense is going to change here going forward.
It means I'm going to fix this damn defense before Friday night's game.
Exactly what
because I can't stand to look at this anymore. and while you're at it, Coach, go fix the kicker. Go. Get your hands dirty there.
I thought about it when I was in the bathroom. Between the break, because the last caller before asked about bubble backs and players going up to them.
Yeah.
I remember, and it's a UM story, so that's why I wanted to tell it, because I know these guys remember, because it's when we got our ass kicked by UM in the Peach Bowl. We said the only, and my man Jarvis is right, he was on special teams with me, played with me at Florida. The only emphasis in going to play UM back in 2003 and 4, you do not let Devin Hester touch the ball. I don't give a damn if you kick an onside kick and don't even try to recover it. Just don't let Devin Hester touch the ball. The first punt, and then Ron Zook put all the starting defense on punt team because Devin Hester will beat you. That's a whole – if you let Devin or Roscoe touch this ball, they will return it for 90 on you. So the entire starting defense had to play punt team, and Eric Wilbur was the kicker. I already knew I was going to the NFL. I already had an agent allegedly. I already was, you know, allegedly. So I knew I was going to the league.
Who was alleging that?
I was alleging it. Is that not how it works?
Not usually.
I allegedly had an agent allegedly.
Yeah, all right.
Can double allegedly, does that make it not allegedly? But we did, and we sat in meetings because think about it. The Peach Bowl was a New Year's Bowl. We didn't play for 3 weeks. We sat in meetings for weeks. Do not let Hester or Parrish touch the football. The first punt of the game, this damn Eric Wilbur kicks a line drive straight to Devin Hester's chest, and he ran past me so fast, I end up cussing out a coach because they asked me what happened. I said, Coach, you bleep, 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 saw what happened. This dude's fast as hell. And after that game, I end up cussing out Eric Wilbur. I might have had a couple beers in me.
But that's,
after the game, I knew I wasn't going to play with him anymore, and that upset me, and I end up snapping on him. But that was the end of the season.
And it's one game, though. Like, this is a season-long issue with Bubba Baxa.
Yeah.
Like, you could go back to really all three losses. Yeah, you could. You could
all
go to all three losses and say, yeah, he had kicking issues against Florida, North Carolina, and then Vatek, I mean, you know, missed this extra point, which is the easiest of what they do, and that could have changed the entire ending of that game.
Florida was a missed field goal and an extra point. That's 4 points. I think North Carolina was the same. That's another 4. And then the extra point at the end of Saturday's game, that would have iced it. I do believe Virginia Tech does not go out and score if they're up 36-35. So, yes, the Canes, this might upset you, but I believe this in my heart. You have a real kicker, and I don't know Bubba Baxter, I can say what I want. You might be 4-1 right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think that, like, that's not out of school to say, right? Like,
no.
I mean, that's, you know, I mean.
That last Felipe Franks interception in the Florida game, you're in field goal range already.
Yes.
If you're down by one, you just have to kick a field goal to win it.
And I'll tell you, again, like, you still have to do what you got to do on defense. You can't give up a 4th-and-17.
Yeah.
You can't give up a game-winning drive at home against a much lesser opponent, against a quarterback who had one completion in his entire career coming into that game. Like, there's a lot of things I understand where it's not just the kicker, but, man, does that change the complexity of all three of those losses.
When it's not automatic, that's scary.
Right. Right.
Those 35, 30,
changes
20
everything.
Yards, that got to be automatic.
Changes everything. All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We're here at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday, getting out of work. You know, you drive down University Drive right here in Davie and Twin Peaks. There is plenty of drinks and eats and scenic views. I mean, bacon. They got it all.
Bacon?
Bacon? Anybody want some bacon?
You know what changes everything? You know what changes everything?
What?
Getting a vehicle from Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek,
Chevrolet.
Go holler at my man, Eric Nunez. If you're in the market for a new car, go see my boy, Eric, at Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet. This amazing dealership has an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. You've seen these Chevys out on the road. I know you love them. Y'all about to break your neck, about to get in accidents trying to see the Chevys. Go down to Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet, and sit in one. Test drive one. Take a nap. They'll let you take a little nap in there if you need to. It is so comfortable. And Lou Backrow will save you thousands more than any other dealer, not in the city, not in the
state. I can go to Lou Backrow.
Take a
nap. Nap in the car.
Go to bed. Bring a cover.
I've never heard that before. That seems like
because you've never dealt with Eric Nunez before. The best general manager around, guys. Lou Backrow will save you thousands over any other dealer in the nation. Other dealers bring their family and loved one and friends to Lou Backrow because other dealers can't give their friends a deal like Eric can give you. They're your Silverado headquarters as well. If you have not seen the new Silverados and you are a pickup truck guy or gal, go check them out. You will fall in love. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals every time you go see Eric at Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet. His award-winning cars and an award-winning staff selling them in a beautiful showroom. See what a dealership is supposed to look like at Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet. They're conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, I get this all the time. I bought two vehicles from Eric. I have my Suburban outside right now. He's going to hook you up. He hooked me up. He hooked dozens of people I sent over there up. And every time somebody said, man, he watched out for me. I'm telling you, he's going to watch out for you. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Somebody texts in, Manny Diaz is Al Golden part two. How dare you, texter?
Can't say that yet.
How dare you? Somebody else texts in, can we ice our own kicker? I don't know. Maybe you... Desperate times call for desperate measures.
If y'all start doing that, I'm going to fall out.
Somebody else texted in, that field goal missed against UF. He was only out there because Jeff Thomas dropped a TD. That's true, too. Yep. Jeff Thomas did not have a good game against Florida. All right, if you want to weigh in on the Hurricanes, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Quick break, and we will come right back on Hockman and Crowder.
And I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I
give that to DBJ.
He's not going to hit that one.
It's Hockman and Crowder. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Just to make yourself feel a little better on this day where we're talking about the Hurricanes losing to Vatek and the Miami Dolphins being underdogs at home to a winless Washington team that has lost their coach. A couple things to make you feel better. Headline in USA Today, Jets fans already want Adam Gase fired after he mishandled quarterbacks before ugly loss. You saw what he did this week. He gave all the first-team snaps during the week, except on Friday, to Sam Darnold, thinking that he would be cleared.
Didn't find out?
Didn't know and didn't find out. And so now you've got, I guess it was Luke Falk back there, who really didn't get any first-team snaps during the week. This Adam Gase is not in control.
He did this twice in Miami. When Jay Ajayi played all week and then he left from home from Seattle.
Yep.
And then Arian Foster. People don't bring that one up. He let Arian Foster start, and then Arian Foster flat out just retired.
Just said, enough of this.
I don't want to play football anymore. Adam Gase is not on top of his team. You know what he does? I've been laughing at you for years. He might be an old Sudoku guy.
He's busy playing Sudoku.
Why? How do you not know your starting quarterback is not going to play?
Like, he's rolling the dice on Sam Darnold being cleared. I can't imagine that the training staff told him, oh, it's, 95% chance that he'll play. Like, it couldn't have been that. And so he lets Sam Darnold play because he believes that Sam Darnold's going to put his life in front of a Jets game.
Even that. Because they didn't say 95. Let's say, oh, no, Sam will be, 50-50 chance. We'll see how his spleen looks Friday. I'm going to get my backup a little bit of work.
Of course.
I'm going to get him a couple snaps with the starters. I'm going to make sure he understands the game plan. This dude doesn't touch the field with the starters until Friday. I guarantee your offense is going to be garbage. You know what we need to find? We need to talk to somebody up there and use them as our betting coordinates or our insiders. Because if I knew this, we would bet the house against the Jets.
Although we did. We had the Eagles.
We should have bet more against the Jets.
We really should have. That was free money.
If we knew the starting quarterback.
Although 14 points, 14 points used to be a lot of points in the NFL. It's not this season.
This season's crazy.
This lineup that's going on out there. What the hell is going on here at Twin Peaks?
They line up when the shift changes.
At 4:45?
Yeah, well, the shift changes at 5. They come in a little early.
Look at that. They're about to do like a kick line.
I see them. I'm not supposed to look, though.
Bacon.
Everybody loves bacon.
I see on the show sheet here that Solana put together, over 250,000 people took an online poll about fast food condiments. Here are 6 different fast food joints and the top 3 condiments at each one. McDonald's. Sweet and sour sauce is the most popular condiment.
I can see that.
24% said Big Mac sauce.
Isn't that just Thousand Island?
It's Thousand Island dressing.
Hey, people are dumb. Those are dumb.
And 11% said creamy ranch.
McDonald's. I love me a ranch, but McDonald's ranch.
But does this not include ketchup, Solana?
Right. It's just like their signature sauces, I believe.
I got you.
I know the number one, that damn Chick-fil-A Polynesian. Well, yeah, everybody loves that.
Each one's got their own number one. And that's no, Chick-fil-A, the Polynesian sauce is number 2.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell are these people eating at Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
44%.
Bro, that Polynesian?
You've never had their honey barbecue? That's not even on the list.
Yeah, but damn.
Honey barbecue is so good at Chick-fil-A.
I will lick Polynesian off myself.
Garlic and herb ranch, 10% at Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
Taco Bell?
Mild.
40% mild sauce.
A lot of bitches out there.
Followed by 19% who prefer hot sauce. I like mild. And 15% who like fire sauce.
I like that fire.
You know they had fire sauce?
Yeah, it's hot as hell, too. I like it.
Let's see. Chipotle. Oh, this is a bunch of BS, Solana.
That basil, that green one?
Guacamole.
That's number one?
Guacamole, but that's not a sauce.
No, that's a meal.
Then sour cream is number 2. And corn salsa, number 3. Do you make this up, Solana?
Those are condiments. What are you talking about?
Guacamole's a condiment?
Guacamole?
At Chipotle it is.
I mean, that's a meal, isn't it? Like, you would order that. Like, you would order guacamole. Like, the chips aren't the meal. The guacamole's the meal.
No, yeah. But if you get a burrito bowl, whatever you put on top of it would be considered a condiment. And at Chipotle, even though it's like an extra $3 for some absurd reason, guac is considered a condiment.
Nah, because you put cheese on a burger. Cheese isn't a condiment. Cheese is like an element to itself. Like, you can't, like, something that could be ordered as its own menu item, guacamole and chips, can't be a condiment.
Well, what if it's being put on a burrito or on a taco? Then it is considered a condiment. Because
it's condiment-like in that situation, but it's not flat-out condiment.
But it's
condiment.
Almost like on a taco, is lettuce a condiment? It's part of the taco.
Right. I don't consider it.
Is a taco just the shell and the meat?
Right. Yeah.
If you put something on top, that doesn't make it a condiment. And as you see me and Hawk Solana say guacamole, don't come back and hit us with the guac. Just fall in the line and say the last 3 syllables, because I hate guac.
He say guac?
It is guac, though. Like, you go to Chipotle, goodness. You don't say, can I have some extra guacamole? No. They tell you, look, guac is extra. You got to say guac if you're in Chipotle. Miss me with that nonsense, Chan.
Miss me with that nonsense.
I want to punch you in your face so hard.
Isn't your dad, doesn't he make guacamole?
He's never said the word guac. Randy said the guacamole. Yeah, we popping the party. I had to get the guacamole.
By the way, no verde sauce in the Taco Bell list. I mean, that's the biggest outrage I've ever seen in my entire life. The verde sauce, everybody knows the verde sauce is the best sauce at Taco Bell. Everybody knows that.
The green one, right?
No,
that's not. Because you have, like, is it hot, mild, medium? Like, there's no name.
Nobody gets
verde.
That at Taco Bell either.
No, you're wrong. Like, everybody gets the verde.
And put it on their guac.
But it's not even here. You can't say that everybody does. It's not even on the list.
You'll see the texters will agree with me. Everybody gets the verde.
He gets out of line every time we leave the studio.
Today is Simon Cowell's birthday, 60 years old.
He looks good.
Today is Vladimir Putin's birthday, 67.
He doesn't look that good.
John Cougar Mellencamp, 68.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know John Cougar Mellencamp?
Name too long, sounds like a serial killer. You start them 4 or 5.
You know, names. I bet you know 15 songs from John Cougar.
Mellencamp?
Yep, 15 songs.
What's his biggest one?
Jack and Diane.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
How does it go?
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Hey, let's give that to DBJ for Friday. Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Didn't DBJ get, you say, 4 or 5 calls in?
DBJ did. You've got 3 of them, right, Solana?
Yeah, I do.
DBJ, I texted him. He did 4 calls. I guess he was just, I'm working them in, you know.
That's impressive.
He did, I'm not going to tell you which ones he did. No, he texted me which ones he did, but did 4 calls. We'll probably get to him tomorrow. Usually we play him on Tuesdays.
I was impressed by that.
Yeah. DBJ's a gamer.
Make it happen.
He's a gamer. Someone was just telling me about Joe Zagacki and DBJ's call of the Bubba Baxa missed extra point. He said, I mean, you want to hear sorrow in people's voices. Like, he said, go listen to it. In fact, cut that up for tomorrow, too, Solana, will you?
Because they're working, and they are professional broadcasters.
But they're fans.
But DBJ played there
yep.
and has lived down here for 50 years.
Yep.
Joe Z's been the voice for 30-plus. Like, they have a crazy emotional attack. They've been fans longer than they've known their wives. Like,
yep.
they have an attachment to it. You can hear their emotion all day, and I think that's what makes a good broadcast when you got that emotion.
Bunch of people texting in, Solana, that Verde sauce has been off their menu for over a year.
No, that's not true because I got it recently, and I'm telling you, it's the best sauce. It is. Everybody gets it.
Yeah, a bunch of people saying no chance. They don't have it. Verde is only a seasonal sauce at Taco Bell.
It's a seasonal at Taco Bell. Come on, get out of here.
They usually discontinue stuff that's very high selling. That's usually working.
Although McDonald's brought the McRib bat. I always love when that McRib comes rolling around,
you eat
man.
A McRib?
Oh, give me a McRib. How much for just one McRib?
That's all you go eat. Your stomach going to be garbage. You want some real groceries?
Yes.
Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood
okay.
Market. Their ribs, you get St. Louis or baby back for only $4.99 a pound.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hook you up. But Delaware has it all, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I'm going to tell you about everything I can remember. It's probably 20% of what they have. But go to DelawareChicken.com to see that entire menu. The selection is amazing. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans you can think of, venison, alligator meat, frog legs, eggs. They have delicious dips, the fish dip, the crab dip, the salmon dip. Conch salad is amazing. Bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, they have it all. DelawareChicken.com. Like I said, I just said about 20% of what they have. They have so much more. Get to Delaware. Try the delicious food. You will fall in love. They've been in the Hollywood area since 1951. Same family owned and operated since then. They know what they're doing. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already. When you get there, they're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Delaware. They always want to give back. Like I said, they've been in the South Florida area for years. They want to give back. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Delaware will donate 10 cents per pound of any breast product sold during October, giving back to the community. Turkey breast, chicken cutlets, chicken tenders, duck breasts, whole or ground breast, anything with the name breast in it, they're going to give 10 cents per pound back to breast cancer awareness, caring about the community, giving you delicious food, great selection, awesome service, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you and buy some breasts.
We, and some toes.
And some toes.
I've got heart down to my toes.
I'm going to suck your heart.
What? What the hell just happened?
I got excited.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
He has heart down in his toes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.